for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Monday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Baer and Marcus Young back with you for another hour here on The Drive. Top 5 at 5 is brought to you this afternoon by Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number 1, got some awards handed out for all SEC. Josh Heupel was named the SEC Coach of the Year.
Hype Daddy. Roll a fatty for the Hype Daddy. Who's our Joshy Boy?
Joshy Boy.
Hendon Hooker is named the
I'm not a grass expert.
The SEC Offensive Player of the Year. And for all SEC first team, you've got Jalen Hyatt, Darnell Wright, and Hendon Hooker. For second team, you have Byron Young.
Byron Young made second team?
He made second team, yeah.
Good for him, man.
It's good to see some of those guys getting recognized. At number 2, we have the AP poll for men's basketball updated. Tennessee sits at number 7, moving up 6 spots. Alabama at 8, Arkansas at 9. We have Auburn at 11.
So we got, what, 3 SEC teams in the top 10, 4 in the top 11?
You've got
Where's Kentucky?
Kentucky's at 16. They lost 2 games. They
got a nice little program up there.
Yeah, they're not on our level. They're up and coming though, man. They're cute, man. They win a couple games every now and then.
And we've also got Mississippi State cracking in at 23, as they are 8-0 at the moment. Did not expect to see that.
We got our basketball team is about where football was in the late Fulmer era, where we're number 7 and we got Phil and Tweet calling, like, just picking them apart, everything that's wrong with our program right now. It's like, God, guys, enjoy the ride, man.
Well, it prevents us from, because it goes so extreme, you can't. It prevents you, sometimes I feel like, from taking an honest look at it, like being really able to say, you know, it is kind of odd that they've got a kid who's always been a point guard and they brought him in. He's trying to force him into a position he's never really played before. Because I like to get your thoughts on that part about it. Because I know you're impartial about this particular kid.
I mean, it's odd to me that BJ's not playing point guard, but he's just not. I mean, he's not the only freshman that doesn't have a role on this team. DJ Jefferson is redshirting too. It's fine. Like, we're number 6. 7?
7.
We're number 7.
Football's at 6.
Who do you want him to be playing over? Whose minute should BJ Edwards come at the expense of? That's the question, like, people can't give a good answer to. It's like the men's national team. Everybody says, oh, you got to play Gio Reyna. Okay, like, who are you taking out? Pulisic or Weah? Like, they're the only guys scoring goals for us. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a soccer tangent.
That's
there,
okay.
But it happens.
At number 3, some MLB news. Justin Verlander has reached an agreement with the New York Mets as he has agreed to a 2-year, $86 million deal.
It'll be fun beating him next year.
Also got the Phillies, who have reached with Trey Turner an 11-year contract for $300 million.
$300 million contract to play baseball. Cool.
Good for them.
He's from the Dodgers, right? Shortstop?
Yeah. Yes, he was. And finally, number 4. The New Orleans Saints will take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 8:15 for Monday Night Football. Currently, Tampa Bay is a 3-point favorite. See if the Bucs can take control of the NFC South.
Kind of a yawner of a Monday Night game again, huh?
Yeah. Alvin Kamara, I'm hoping, could maybe do something, man. He's had a rough year.
Yeah.
He's got 1 touchdown.
Go figure.
No quarterback.
It's because he's on your team.
Because he's on my fantasy team. Yep.
It's all your fault.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, all your fault.
More to do with them not having really good quarterback play.
No, I think we have to.
Don't downplay my role in all this, Bear.
Sorry, Russ.
And finally, number 5. This is not a repeat story, Russ, but we have another nose being bitten off.
Huh?
It happens.
Golfer bites off man's nose in argument over a game.
Of golf?
Of golf. Tomato.
Arguments get heated. Let me guess. The guy was. I know exactly what happened, too. Guy wasn't counting strokes properly. Right?
So
cheating.
Improve your lie, sir.
An argument between two men over a golf game led to one of the golfers biting the nose off the other in the parking lot of a casino.
Parking lot?
Of a casino. Mark Wells, 51, initially fled the scene in his Tesla before turning himself in.
You gotta go on a high-speed chase in a Tesla.
Those things scoot, man.
Yeah, but they run out of juice eventually.
This is the more curious part. The nose was not found as the victim was taken to the hospital.
Oh, dear.
Probably spit it out the window on this.
Yeah.
It's like a seed caught in your teeth. Just rolled out of the window.
The officers responded to the complaint of an assault at the Hollywood Casino Monday. Arrived to find a victim with a disfigured facial injury.
Ouch.
So, apparently the victim...
I feel like that should carry... I'm sorry. I feel like if you permanently disfigure... Like you bite off somebody's nose and they aren't able to reattach it... This poor guy's going to go through his rest of his life looking like that scary thing off the Captain America movie with no nose. I feel like that should be like I'm talking like 20 years.
And he's going to have to address it for the rest of his life. Hey, what happened to your nose? It was bitten off by a psycho. Oh, what happened? You get in a bar fight or something? No, we were just playing golf and things got a little bit out of hand.
Yeah, they don't specify what the argument was about, but they had been arguing throughout the day over the game that they had at the resort's course. Wells has been charged with a felony mayhem.
Hey, I got a 7 on 13. I'll just let you. You got an 8. I saw you swing. You don't get a mulligan in the middle of the hole. How many times do I have to tell you, Barry? Now shut up or I'm going to bite your damn nose off. Mark it 7, dude.
He faces up to 7 years in prison if convicted of the felony, which the state law defines as premeditated crime committed with the intent to kill, in which the suspect mutilates, disfigures, disables, or destroys someone's tongue, eye, lips, nose, limbs, or other body parts.
7 years not enough for you, Bear, for a bitten off nose?
I mean, not really.
Put him in the slammer. Just keep him there. Put him in the chair.
What are you in for? Bit off a man's nose in a casino parking lot. Just wouldn't stop running his mouth.
They didn't find the nose. Like, the dude didn't swallow it, did he?
No.
I ate your nose.
You spit it out going down the road somewhere, dude.
So you think that he bit the nose off,
kept it in his mouth,
walks to his car, starts the car, backs out of his parking spot, gets on the road, and then after two or three minutes.
Or took it with him in his hand.
As a souvenir?
Spit it in his hand, chucked it out the window. I don't know that Lorena Bobbitt lady, didn't she, like, after she cut off that dude's junk, like, toss it out the window when she was on
in the
car?
They found it and reattached it.
Yeah, but she didn't keep it in her mouth. Like, she...
But she used a knife.
That was the problem. She cut it off.
Yeah, come on, that's apples to oranges, dude.
Yeah.
I'm really uncomfortable talking about this one.
About Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, she's boof. Imagine waking up.
Yeah, I'd imagine you woke up pretty quickly. When you realized that
you had arterial bleeding and your junk was cut off.
Mr. Happy is no longer attached.
You the one who brought it up. You brought this to the table, Marcus.
I did not bring Lorena Bobbitt to the table.
Yeah, you took it in a weird direction, dude. You made it weird.
Way to go, man.
I was talking to you.
Oh.
Bear was the one that said that.
I mean, you got to know, being on this show, if you bring in somebody bit somebody's nose off, the possibility that we could get to Lorena Bobbitt is high.
Let it be a lesson to you, Marcus. That is... The top 5 at 5, it is brought to you by Malone Acosta Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Don't put off your dental visits any longer, folks. If you didn't go this year, you need to go to the dentist, man. I mean, this is the United States of America in the year 2022. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You got to go to the dentist. Call our friends, Malone Acosta Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. You could set up an appointment right now. Their number is 865 239-1776. You could set up an appointment online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you when you go for that first appointment. We would appreciate that. I've been going to Dr. Malone for a couple of years now. Does a great job. My whole family goes there. As a matter of fact, my mom goes to Dr. Costa, and she loves him. So they'll do you right no matter who you see over there at Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Check them out again, KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Hour number three of the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. All lines currently available. You want to jump in, take a shot, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on as we break things down here. Tennessee goes to the Orange Bowl to take on Clemson. That game will be on Friday, December 30th. I really like the timing of this one. We'll be able to do our last show of the year at National Law Rex and then come home for an 8 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. Let's roll through these. You guys tell me if any of these strikes your fancy.
Okay.
We already talked about the Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl, UAB versus Miami of Ohio. The Duluth Trading Cure Bowl features Troy versus UTSA. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl. This is actually interesting now because Scott Satterfield has left Louisville to go to Cincinnati, and they play in the game. Awkward.
But he won't be coaching in the game.
I don't know. I mean, he'll what do you do if you're him?
You don't – normally clear. They don't
– Louisville's not going to want you around. And Cincinnati, like, you don't have time to put in a game plan and everything in 12 days, do you?
No. Typically in the past, I feel like these guys have just – they've been
– let the interim coach.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're just in the stadium for sure, but
– Jackson State, Dion taking on North Carolina Central, 12 noon, ABC – December 17th in the Cricket Celebration Bowl.
Is he coaching?
Yes. He made a big deal of that in those videos.
Then I would – that'll be one I'd keep an eye on just to see if Jackson State, if those kids show up for the bowl game.
Deion says he starts something, he's going to finish it. BYU plays SMU in the PUBG Mobile New Mexico Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Fresno State takes on Washington State in the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
I mean, I could sit here and lie to you and say yeah, but no.
The Lending Tree Bowl features Southern Miss versus Rice. The SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl features Florida versus Oregon State. The Frisco Bowl features Boise versus North Texas. The Myrtle Beach Bowl features UConn versus Marshall. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, San Jose State versus Eastern Michigan. The RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, Toledo versus Liberty. The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, South Alabama versus Western Kentucky. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, Air Force versus Baylor. The Radiance Tech Independence Bowl, Houston versus Louisiana. And my favorite, the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, Missouri versus Wake Forest. You know, I remember when I was but a wee lad.
Yes.
And the holidays would be upon us. And my father would call to me from his study. And he would say, "Come in here, son." And I would go in there, and there he was in his finest smoking jacket, sitting there in his leather chair with a fire crackling in the fireplace beside him. And he would look at me with a twinkle in his eye, and he would say, "Come here, son. For tonight, we are going to watch the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl." It's a tradition.
Except for Best from Tampa,
it's a tradition. Oh, yeah, every year. I mean, we watched this growing up. I mean, did the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl come on? Are you kidding me?
So you know how we talked about how there were rumors about Missouri being too scared to play Kansas?
They're scared!
Apparently, Drinkwitz had responded to those rumors saying, quote, "If I had to pick, I would have picked the national championship. We'll see you on Farrett Field," or whatever.
Farrow Field?
Yeah, something like that.
Where did they go ahead and play that game? Where are they playing?
No, I think isn't that the field that is happening in, at the Gasparilla
Bowl? Oh, it is. I'm sorry. Yeah. My favorite bowl game. Yes, they are playing.
Yeah, that's the field.
I love it so much. Name. I can't remember who's playing.
It's just funny because, like,
it is funny.
Clearly, they're running away from Kansas.
All right, let's look at the SEC teams here. Kansas is playing Arkansas. Arkansas versus Kansas in the Liberty Bowl.
Take Arkansas.
You know,
he started off 5-0 and then went 1-6 down the stretch.
Jefferson's coming back too.
Their quarterback got hurt though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ooh, did he?
Yeah, he got hurt for a little bit.
Leipold. We talking about Kansas?
Leipold.
Right?
Is it Leipold or Leipold?
I think both had quarterback injuries.
Yes, they did. Jefferson's been in and out of the lineup. He said he's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
KJ Jefferson coming back for his 18th year at Arkansas. That should be fun. The Tax Act Texas Bowl features Texas Tech against Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin. You can't get rid of him, Ole Miss. He's yours forever.
Go Texas Tech.
See here. South Carolina playing Notre Dame in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
Go Irish.
I hope they pound their eyes shut. Just a total barrel job. Tennessee and Clemson in the Orange Bowl. Kentucky versus Iowa in the Music City Bowl.
You think...
It won't be offensive. It'll be offensive.
You think Stoops will watch this game and go, I could be on that sideline instead?
Yeah. Someday. Someday, Marcus.
What is he going to have next year?
Kurt Ferentz, ever going to hang it up over there? Alabama is going to the Sugar Bowl. They'll play Kansas State there. I could see them pulling a no-show, getting beat. Wouldn't that be funny?
Kansas State's good enough to beat them on offense.
They've pulled no-shows before where they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, Georgia, a little running back of theirs could quite possibly get killed if he gets caught out in the open field by, like, Anderson.
Georgia and Ohio State in that playoff game.
You did miss a couple.
Mississippi State and Illinois. Well, I'm going in order. These games are actually played later.
Oh.
The calendar makes no sense on this anymore.
I've got
Mississippi State's playing who?
I've got a different order than you do.
Illinois, Mississippi State, and the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Where the hell's that?
It's a good question.
Or what did it used to
Tampa.
Be?
So many bowl games in Tampa now. LSU is playing Purdue in the Citrus Bowl. That's it. Did I miss any, Marcus?
No, you got the rest of them.
Who are you going to take in that one? Just right off the bat, who would you take?
Well, you wonder, is Jeff Brohm going to be distracted by Louisville? Like, is he finally going to make that jump this year? He has to, right?
Is Jaden Daniels going to be able to – I mean, their backup look good.
Or if you're Purdue, like, they made the Big Ten championship. Does he feel like he's close there? Is he happy and comfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, the Louisville thing does seem like kind of a dysfunctional situation, and he would know, right?
It also feels like it would almost be a step down. I mean, you're in the Big Ten. It's Purdue, but, I mean – it's Purdue.
I feel like you can win the ACC at Louisville easier than you can win the Big Ten at Purdue.
Which you think has more? Which job has more prestige, Louisville or Purdue?
Nah,
about the same.
Louisville by a little bit.
So the ReliaQuest Bowl used to be the Outback.
Okay.
If you're Brohm, I mean. I don't know, man. That almost feels like Heupel and Oklahoma. It's like there's something weird there because he could have had that job last time and he just said no.
Yeah.
To stay at Purdue. Now, he's either really happy at Purdue, just doesn't like Louisville, or he like what we're talking about with Louisville is like it's a lateral move, maybe a slight step up from Purdue. If you're going to move, why not just wait for Penn State or Tennessee or Clemson or, you know, a job where you can win it all?
Right. I think part of it is, too, most people seem to have a hard time understanding that sometimes somebody might have played somewhere and played really well there, but may not have had the best college experience at their alma mater. Like, everybody always thinks just because somebody went to school there that they'd always want to go back.
Yeah.
And there's some guys, I mean, I can give you a couple of examples. I mean, not the biggest one, he's not coaching, but he was one of the better players that's ever played here. And, yeah, he's kind of been estranged from his own school as Arian Foster.
Yeah, he was a weird dude, but Jeff Brohm's kind of a weird dude.
Exactly.
He did have that, like, 4-8 year in 2019, but he was 9-4 last year, beat us in the Music City Bowl. He was 8-5 this year.
First in the West this year, too.
Yeah, that's pretty good at freaking Purdue in the Big Ten. Like, that's a tough job, man. I would take that Louisville job if I was him.
Get away from – plus with USC and UCLA coming in.
Yeah. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in here, 546-8200, your number to get on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. We'll come right back. More of your phone calls coming up. It's nice, Marcus. Thank you for the update. Welcome back. The drive continues here on Fan Run Radio. It is time to select for the final time all season our North Knox Siding and Windows High School football player of the week. Congratulations to West, Anderson County, and Alcoa, three East Tennessee teams bringing home the gold ball. The state championships last week at Chattanooga. Bear, what stood out to you?
Just that they all pretty much Alcoa came out and dominated their game. West, obviously.
Anderson County, that was 34-30.
Full-on barrel job. Alcoa got down – or Anderson County got down early, but then they just – very workmanlike. They just put their foot on the gas and just went and just ended up prevailing in the end. But solid performance out of them. I guess first state title.
Yep. Gavin Noe, last week's player of the week, a Navy commit named MVP of that game, had 138 yards rushing and a touchdown as Anderson County won the Class 4A Blue Cross Bowl. Walker Martinez, another big day for the quarterback there for Alcoa. Zach Lunsford, the QB, was the MVP of that game. 8 of 13 passing, 163 yards, and three scores for the Tornadoes. Lance Williams, offensive lineman, feels like he's been there forever. He's going to Virginia Tech next year. He is the one of their key guys offensively. For West, Braden Latham, they kind of held him in check for the first half.
Yeah, it was obvious they didn't want to let him beat them.
He ended up getting going anyway. 25 carries, 101 yards, three touchdowns. But this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week is West quarterback Carson Jesse. Received the MVP trophy for the 5A game. 18 of 24 passes, 286 yards, and four touchdowns as West ran away from Page 47-13. Pretty cool story. He's a twin sister there at the game. They had them on the thing. And I think they basically said, like, he has a couple of options to play college ball, but he's ready to move on. So that was pretty cool, man. Last game, like your last football game, you're the MVP of the state title game.
Yeah.
That's something you'll tell your grandkids about.
That and the kid from did West have, like, a big – was that this game? When Paige was driving, they have a big interception. Or was that in the Powell game?
They had several interceptions in the Powell game.
Yeah, I mean, it was just West, that was a barrel job. I mean, come on.
15-0, state champs, baby. Hang the banner at 3300 Sutherland Avenue. It's West's year. West's world, everybody else just living in it.
You and Daugherty and Dixon and all the rest of my older sister and the rest of you West High rivals.
Bend the knee.
I will not.
You will. You will submit. Thank you to North Knox Siding and Windows. We submit to them for anything on the outside of our houses. It's North Knox Siding and Windows. I know they did. I hope I'm not breaking any rules saying this. The Godfather's house, Nate Hodges, did some work over there. Understand it looks great. If you've got anything, siding, windows, roof, doors, you need a new handrail on your home, they can do it all. North Knox Siding and Windows, don't settle for less. Call the best. Call North Knox Siding and Windows today to set up a free estimate. 865-689-0505. 689-0505. Thanks so much to those guys for supporting this show all these years. And East Tennessee High School Football, North Knox Siding and Windows. We love them. Do a great job. You can visit their website, NorthKnoxSidingAndWindows.com. Marcus has a humble suggestion. He has an idea he would like to explore.
Yes.
In the transfer portal.
So, the Pittsburgh has recently...
The Pittsburgh,
the,
yes.
The Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Panthers. I was trying to think of their mascot for a second. Keaton Slovis is hitting the portal once again as they actually receive former Boston College
starter.
We're
doing starter. This? This is what we're doing?
Listen.
Kicking the tires on Slovis?
Can I just say a couple things?
Sell me. You're going to have to sell me.
One, he looked pretty good in our game.
He did.
Even as he was getting battered around.
Okay. Yeah, he did kind of get dumped on his head by Tyler Barron.
Get a little bit of better offensive line than what Pitt had, which we do.
Well, a better offensive system. A system that showcases the quarterback. And he was a five-star, right?
Yes. Had pretty good stats at USC. Had almost 4,000 passing yards his first year at USC with 30 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Following year, he had 17 touchdowns. And then after that, it was kind of when he was, I think, getting some injuries. But he looked good for Pitt. He got hurt again, obviously, but he's looking for a graduate transfer. Look, I love Joe Milton, but there's a lot of question marks there.
Here's the problem, man.
Keaton Slovis has got an arm.
I mean, last time we saw
Milton's
him.
Milton's got an arm.
Well, okay, Keaton's more accurate with his arm.
Last time we saw Keaton Slovis, his eggs are scrambled.
Well, that doesn't matter.
When brain's knocked out.
That shouldn't have any bearing on this conversation, though. Here's the problem with Slovis and just about any other quarterback. You almost have to make a decision on Joe Milton before you go down this road. Because if your position is Josh Heupel is, we have Joe Milton as the leader in the clubhouse to be the starter next year. He's got experience. He knows our system. It's going to take a great player and a great effort to knock him out of that position. Furthermore, we have Taven Jackson behind him, who's been in our program and our system for a year now. And we're bringing in an elite prospect in Nico Iamaleava. That is our roster. And Taven might leave, but we know Milton and Nico are going to be on this roster next year. If that's your position, it's going to be hard to go to Keaton Slovis or any other quarterback in the transfer portal and say, come here and compete for the job. Because all those guys are going to want to start immediately. It's going to be hard to find anybody who's willing to wait. And even if you could say, all right, you wait a year for Milton, well, you got Nico, who's going to be, you would think, by year two, more comfortable in the system. It's just going to be a real hard sales job. So you almost have to make the decision before you talk to these quarterbacks. We don't have time to wait for the Orange Bowl. A lot of these guys are going to want to make their decision before that game. And so I think that if you're going to go in the portal, we don't want just some guy in the portal like we want a dude. We want somebody who can come in here and win the job and win games next season. And to get that guy, you almost have to be able to say to them, Milton's not our guy. We're not confident in him. You come here, you're going to be our guy. And we'll make sure that happens for you. Nico's not ready, and Milton's not the answer. You're going to be our guy. Is Josh Heupel – I mean, it's a delicate situation, right? Like, that's a hard thing to say, but – this is D1 football at the highest levels, the SEC, man. You got to be able to make these hard decisions. And unless they are just seeing something behind closed doors that none of us are seeing, all we can do is watch the games.
Right.
And when I see Joe Milton out there, I just see a quarterback who struggles with his accuracy. And one thing we know about next year, Josh Heupel, we're going to have receivers running wide open. Because we do every game for 2 years now.
That
with
is
the possible
true.
Exception of Georgia. We got guys schemed up running wide open You have to have a quarterback that can put the ball in there. You have to have an accurate quarterback. It can't just be, oh, he's a big, strong-arm guy. Like, who cares? It's like, I hate to go back to the World Cup again, but I'm going to do it. You'll say, oh, the U.S., we have all this possession. We have all this possession. Oh, yeah, we had 66 possession against the Netherlands. That's nice. They scored 3 goals. You scored 1. Like, what good is it to have guys running wide open, have big, fast receivers who can get open, and a coach who can scheme them open if the quarterback can't throw the ball to them? And we've seen that with Milton in all of his starts. We've seen that. Don't tell me about mop-up duty against UT Martin and Akron. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about beating Florida in the Swamp, beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa, beating Texas A&M at home next year, Georgia at home, South Carolina. These are the games that you're going to have to win. And we're going to have guys running wide open. You know what I know. Squirrel White going to be open all year long. And if we got a quarterback that can't hit them.
So I have a.
I'm open to Keaton Slovis or any other quarterback. Like, fine. Okay, go get Keaton Slovis. But you're going to have to decide what you want to do with Milton first, I think, before you can even make 100%. That pitch. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. There is a name that just hit the portal that I would be very interested in. Not at quarterback.
Okay.
Oklahoma State senior safety Thomas Harper. Does that name sound familiar to you, Russell?
No.
He was
old Tommy Harper.
Thomas Harper played in Knoxville, Tennessee in high school.
Knoxville, Tennessee?
Carnes Beaver. Thomas Harper. All-State 5A.
I was already assuming he was a Catholic guy, to be honest with you.
Is that why?
I extend this out to almost all Knoxville kids.
Why you want him, just because he played at Carnes, or is he actually, you know, good at football?
He's good at football. I mean, he's played in 42 games at Oklahoma State. He was a starter at the beginning of this season. He did miss 5 games due to injury. Big time. He's did a lot of damage on special teams. Sure tackler. Good in the open field. Sure. And he's from Knoxville. Boom.
Be honest. I'm hooking you up to the fan run lie detector, and I'll know.
If he didn't play at Carnes, would I want him?
No. Even simpler than that. Did you even know this young man existed until you saw a tweet or something that somebody sent you like 3 minutes ago?
I'd forgotten about him, but it did once I remembered it, because he's one of those kids from Carnes that when he was an under the radar kid. I mean, he wasn't going to get recruited. Pruitt wasn't recruiting him back in 2017 out of Carnes. Zlesky came in here and picked him up.
We do need help in the secondary.
Do you see that Alabama corner, Kyrie Jackson? He's in the portal.
Okay, now that's kind of like that kind of gets my juices flowing, Marcus. And again, not somebody I've ever heard of until you just brought him up, but the words Alabama cornerback, that does it for me.
Call me crazy, but like I'm kind of like crazy. Shaky on that doesn't have the same cachet as before Jalen Hyatt absolutely third-degree burnt that entire damn secondary this year.
6'3", 198-pound corner out of Maryland. He had difficulty getting on the field. Maybe if they put him on the field, they could have stopped Hyatt. That's all.
I'm sure, because Nick Saban's been known to make a lot of personnel mistakes in his secondary. He doesn't have it's not like he has a proven track record of having guys
though.
Scattered and playing all pro all over the NFL, Marcus.
I like that frame, 6'3" at a corner.
I like me a big rangy corner.
Tell Marcus what you like, Russ.
What?
Big butts. The bigger, the better.
I like big backs, and I cannot lie. Trey is next on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Good afternoon, Trey.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Coming to you live from the Costco in Farragut. So I'm going to be a little milder than I normally am.
The hub of all commercial activity. I love it.
Guys, I got to say, you know, maybe – maybe it's finally coming out of the flu that I blame Bear for, but I'm seeing some optimism. The Orange Bowl with Clemson, the basketball teams, you know, turned a corner. We're absolutely clubbing the baby seals. I mean, you guys, right now, you had to bet. Do we end this year with a win on Clemson?
I'm sorry, say that again.
When he gets Clemson.
Yeah. Are you actually in the checkout line right now?
Guys, I would have to go. I bumped into somebody. Love you.
Oh, yeah. The bump in? Whoa. What just happened?
We got blown off.
Got blown off for the bump in? Hold on. This will go to the Council of Elders.
Trying to tell you.
You're on a phone call with the Drive Fan Run Radio. You don't say, hold on, I've bumped into somebody. It's the exact opposite, people. Hold on, friend I haven't seen in a while. I'm on the radio right now. Oh, I'm sorry, Trey. I hope we can work you in next time. I hope you can work us in to your busy shopping experience next time. That's an outrage. That's an absolute outrage. So this is interesting. Zach Reagan of A to Z Sports. Vols assistants Brian Jean Mary and Willie Martinez both could make sense as defensive coordinator options for Alex Golish at South Florida. Jean Mary was the DC at USF from 2017 to 2019. Martinez is a Florida native, was also with Golish for a year at UCF.
I think Willie Mo would be good for that job.
Are we foisting Willie on South Florida?
I feel like our linebackers played better this year than our secondary did.
Oh, so you want to keep Jean Mary?
I'd like to. Unless we can upgrade.
Him and Eckler are both part of the linebacker coaching staff.
I don't know. It's an interesting thought.
They could somehow figure out a way to make Aaron Beasley bigger.
Bigler. Burke Bigler.
Bigley. They could make him Bigley.
On a quick transfer note, just because I know you're a Seinfeld guy, there's a player who's entered the portal. He's listed as a running back and receiver in two different places. Seven McGee.
I remember this kid.
His name is Seven.
We talked about this.
Transferred
kid.
Out of Oregon.
There was the basketball player from North Carolina who transferred to South Carolina, Seventh Woods.
Yeah.
Why are we naming kids numbers now? This is my son, 8, and my daughter, 11. There actually was a 11, right? What was that show?
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Well, that was the name that George wanted to name his daughter, right? It was Seven.
Oh, yeah. That is right. Okay. Yeah. I forgot that. Seven.
Seven McGee, and of course his number is Seven. You think he had to pay someone off for that?
Yeah, you're Seven. You can't.
You have
number
to be
eight.
You have to be number Seven. Yeah.
All right. Some odd updates coming down the pike here in hour number 3, but
I love transfer portal talk. It's
Trayshawn Holden is in the portal. Another Alabama defensive back. He's a wide receiver.
So there was a Wisconsin guard.
Oh, we're not going to do this. Okay,
I'm just telling you what we
have to have some sort of filter now, to where
we'll submit these names
to you, Marcus.
Okay,
and you will research the names.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
And you're going to have to decide. You're going to have to develop a filter here.
Sure.
Through which you send these players, and you're going to have to decide. Because you can't be like, oh, man, Prairie View has a center in the portal right now. We can't take everybody.
Sure. I mean, Wisconsin, that's
– You also can't let your personal feelings
– Yeah. Yeah, you can't just bring up any player that might have played at Carnes or something and submit him – for Drive consideration in the transfer portal, Marcus. You can't do that.
That's fair.
Be silly. Come on now. Quick break. The Drive continues. More of your folk. Oh, my goodness. One more segment. Are you kidding me? The show's almost over.
Shocking.
Where does it go? Back with more right after this. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Here's another name for you.
Hit me.
Brent Hubbs, VolQuest says, name to watch.
I thought you were saying, like, Brent Hubbs' name. I was like,
yeah,
really?
He's going
he's
to
the portal.
Yeah, he's going to 247.
He's going to transfer over to Fan Run.
UCF wide receiver Ryan O'Keefe.
Whoa, now wait a minute. UCF, huh?
Yep. 5'10", 175-pounder from Austin, Texas. 73 catches this year for 725 yards. Didn't average many yards per catch, but I'm guessing he was a Heupel recruit. Yeah, it looks like he's actually played 4 years. So I guess he had a redshirt year that first year. So there's a name. There's a name for you, Marcus. Ryan O'Keefe, put that one on your list.
I'll take a look.
Let's go to the phones. Final segment of the show. Overtime coming up next. Hey, we got the Heisman finalists will be announced at 6:45 p.m. tonight. Be cool if Hooker. It'd be cool if Hooker got the invite. I know that means a lot to a lot of people, so I would like to see him get the invite.
I've got an argument for tomorrow lined up on that whole thing.
Okay. Giblet is up next on The Drive. What's up, Giblet?
Hey, there was a 2-year period where I didn't listen because I found out that Bear hated, yes, Todd Rundgren and Rick Wakeman. But I've forgiven him. And all
hated
well.
Who?
He's not Rick a big prog rock guy.
Rick Wakeman.
Keyboardist, yes, from Yes.
Todd Rundgren.
He doesn't appreciate the finer things.
I will acknowledge that they're masters, master-level musicians, just not my cup of tea, Giblet. Sorry.
I got you, brother. I want to listen to Oasis. I've never heard them. I'll be frank. I'll give them a break, too. I'd like to listen to them. A quick question. Have you guys watched ESPN, what's just come down?
No.
No, we've got SEC
Network. Ukulele is leaving Clemson.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that dropped this morning, Giblet.
Did y'all know that? Who's their backup?
It's a kid that played the other night.
Cade Klubnik.
Well, I mean, beyond that kid.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure it's a 4 or 5 star.
Well, that's a freshman, right? The kid that's starting?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, if he gets injured. I mean, of course, if we get injured, right? My God, what am I saying?
It's part of the game.
Yeah, it's a tough time of year. Guys, I love the show. I listen every day.
Thank you, Giblet. Good hearing from you. I remember you back in the day. It's a long time no talk.
30 years of listening. Take care, guys.
You listen to 30 years. I've only been doing it for like 20.
That could get kind of tricky since 30 years ago you were.
See what
Bearden Middle School?
12 years old. Yeah.
Well, perhaps he's meaning 10 more years from now.
30 more years?
He's thinking about the future.
I don't think I'll do this.
Maybe
30
so.
More years. I'm going to be 72 years old on the radio.
I hope I'm still alive 30 years from now.
80? Yeah, you make it. It's a good. I mean, not with that attitude, but you got to have a little confidence.
I got to be realistic, dude.
Realistic, man. They keep you alive now. You've already stared death in the face once. You can do it again. Look, man, we all stare the Reaper in the face when we get. You drove here in an automobile just like I did.
That's not quite the same.
We'll be lucky to make it home tonight.
Jesus, don't get me all whacked out and anxious.
Meteor might hit tonight, man. Be like that. Over.
Do you ever have those moments when you're laying in bed, like one of those types of thoughts just pop in? You're like, well, I won't sleep tonight.
No.
Just
except
me.
For the time that I decided that it was a good idea to watch Melancholia right before I went to bed. You ever seen that?
I haven't. You ponder the nature of the universe, Marcus? The big thoughts get in your head
at
night?
Am I allowed to get a little dark?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've had one of those moments where I'm laying in bed and wonder, what if I don't wake up? Like, what if it's just like this? Like,
you should be lucky. So lucky, my friend. Yeah, your family would be. I mean, that's the way to go, right? It's just like in your sleep, you don't know it's like who wants to, rot for 4 years in a hospital bed? Like, Sorry, no offense, but I mean, that's the way to go. That's the dream, right? To go in your dreams.
Into the stars.
Yes. To the other side.
Join the immortals.
Break it on through.
Aerosmith, I heard that song the other side. Take me to the other side. Is that off Pump?
I guess. I read some interesting thing with him where they were somewhere, it was a band, they were listening, and he heard like an old song of theirs, and like looks at Joe, he was didn't remember that it was his song that he had written and recorded. I guess they heard it on the radio. He was trying to tell Joe Perry they should cover it. And then Perry told him what an idiot he was. What'd they call them, the Toxic Twins?
Yeah, they did a lot of drugs. Sure. Roger is up next on the drive. What's up, Rog?
Not a whole lot, Russell. How y'all doing tonight?
Just contemplating the void here with Ray of Sunshine Marcus. And what about Aerosmith? Rog, are you a big Aerosmith fan?
I don't know about either.
Walk
so,
this
anyway,
way.
Anyway, move on here. Hold it here.
Okay. Don't let me hold you up.
How much time do I have, Russell?
You got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's about you this time tonight. It's going to be about you, Russell. This phone call about you.
Your phone call is about me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go, Rog. Okay.
My favorite topic.
Okay. Russell, I know your team won high school. I know you went to West High School and went. That's the only time you went to high school a long time ago. And your team won, so I was going to take a good lesson to you, Russell. On your team win. Team win, Russell.
Thank you, Rog. It was a special season.
What a nice guy, Rog is. So
it was a special season, and we got it done.
Yeah, and I just want to ask you, Russell. I heard you went there. Do you miss going there? You miss it?
You know what, man? Knowing what I know now, if I could go back to West High, if I could hop in Doc Brown's time machine and go back to 1994, it was a good time, man.
Tennessee was really good.
It was a good time.
I got a question for Rog, though.
Okay.
Quickly.
Rog, real quick, why can't you for one time call in here and instead of being magnanimous, a good sport, a super nice guy, a good Christian person, and not just completely rip him?
Don't listen to him.
Why can't you do it, Rog?
Rog,
why can't you do it?
West High School is a fine institution of quality public learning. West men are cut from a different cloth. A different breed, shall we say.
One day, Rog.
Thank you for your acknowledgement, Roger. I love
you. One day, Rog. Sure.
We got to run. Thank you, Rog. Stay with us. Overtime is headed your way next. They'll have the latest on is Hendon Hooker going to get that invite to New York City? You'll find out in about 50 minutes right here on Fan Run Radio. We'll do it again tomorrow on The Drive.
The Drive.
So you're watching the game and you